This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russia said Thursday Ukrainian claim that it bombed a children's hospital in Mariupol on Wednesday was fake news. The airstrike has left several dead, including a child. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The attack in the besieged city of Mariupol has also wounded many, including women preparing to give birth, doctors and children. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the attack a sign of genocide. An aerial bomb on a maternity hospital is the conclusive evidence that what is happening is a genocide of Ukrainians. Speaking to UK broadcaster Sky News, Zelensky urged Western governments to close the airspace around Ukraine because he believes waiting too long will make things worse.
Believe me, if it's prolonged this way, yes, you will see they will close the sky, but we'll lose millions of people.
The World Health Organization said it has confirmed 18 attacks on medical facilities since the Russian invasion began 2 weeks ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is on a three-day trip to Poland and Romania to rally NATO allies against Russian aggression. In a meeting with Poland's foreign minister, she said the U.S. is grateful to Poland for taking in fleeing Ukrainian refugees.
The ongoing commitment that the United States has to support of this region, including the people of Ukraine, that ranges from security assistance to humanitarian assistance to all of the other work that must be done to ensure that Russia also pays a serious and severe consequence.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba told reporters Thursday there had been no progress on achieving a 24-hour ceasefire after talks with his Russian counterpart. This is VOA News. Iran's top security official says the United States is making unreasonable proposals in an effort to force Tehran into a hasty agreement to revive the 2015 nuclear agreement with Western nations. Ali Shamkhani, the head of the country's powerful Supreme National Security Council, leveled the accusations on Twitter Thursday. The U.S., along with Britain, France, and Germany, have been working for months on an agreement that would revive the deal that lifted sanctions on Iran in return for curbs on its nuclear program. Several diplomats have said the deal was almost complete, but Russia, which also signed the 2015 deal, is now demanding written guarantees from the U.S. that Western sanctions targeting Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine would not affect its trade with Iran. The U.S. unilaterally withdrew from the agreement in 2018. Mali said it would investigate the disappearance of several Mauritanians on its territory. In a statement late Wednesday, a Malian government spokesman said authorities will launch an investigation and send a high-level delegation to Mauritania's capital in the coming days. Mauritania's government said in statements this week that its citizens had been killed in the past by, quote, recurring criminal acts, end quote, by Malian forces, that officials in Mali had made commitments to address the problem. The United Nations has repeatedly accused Malian soldiers of summarily executing civilians and suspected militants over the course of their decade-long fight against linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the spread of COVID-19 cases was declared a pandemic, and health experts say they've learned so much since then. Here's AP's Jackie Quinn.
2 years after the pandemic began, questions still remain about the coronavirus, including its origin and long-term effects. But health officials know a lot more about how to keep COVID-19 under control and allow for normal life to resume. Now, safe, effective vaccines are readily available in most parts of the world, and there are treatments for those with severe symptoms. Antiviral drugs, often combined with anti-inflammatories like steroids, and even manufactured antibodies to attack the virus. And researchers have come to understand the virus mainly spreads through the air, so wiping down surfaces became less of an issue, while mask wearing and good ventilation still remain the best preventive strategies. I'm Jackie Quinn.
From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.